Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. The FBI has arrested a Milwaukee County judge. Stuart J. Wattles has more.
According to a statement from FBI Director Kash Patel's social media account, Milwaukee Judge Hannah Dugan has been arrested by the FBI on obstruction charges after allegedly helping an undocumented immigrant evade ICE agents during a courthouse arrest operation last week. The statement says Dugan misdirected agents attempting to apprehend Eduardo Flores Ruiz, allowing the suspect to temporarily escape. According to the FBI director, he was chased down and taken into custody. In the statement, Patel praises Milwaukee FBI agents for capturing Flores Ruiz and said the judge's actions endangered public safety. The arrest follows days of scrutiny over courthouse immigration enforcement policies at the Milwaukee County Courthouse.
The first female commander of Fort McCoy has been suspended. Last week, the Department of Defense posted a photo from the base showing the chain of command pictures on the wall. The photographs of President Donald Trump and Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth had been turned around to face the wall. The DOD account also posted on X a picture of the photos turned the proper direction, saying, quote, "We fixed it." Also, an investigation has begun to figure out what happened. Colonel Shayla Bays Ramirez took over as commander of the base last July. She's the first woman to hold the position. According to a statement from the Army, she's been suspended, adding, quote, "This suspension is not related to any misconduct," end quote. That statement says the matter is still under review. Republicans in the Wisconsin Assembly voted this week to approve changes to unemployment insurance. If it passes the state Senate, the bill faces a likely veto from Democratic Governor Tony Evers. During Wednesday's floor debate, Kenosha Democrat Tip McGuire said the measure will make it harder for people who've lost work to get benefits they've already earned. Speaker Robin Voss called the bill common sense. The bill would add new requirements for those completing required work searches to remain eligible for benefits, including direct contact with potential employees and posting a resume on the Department of Workforce Development job site. Voss said the bill will make it more difficult for people to collect benefits without making legitimate job searches. A new state law offers an alternative to the traditional bartender's license in Wisconsin. The statewide operator's permit is a new alternative to traditional operator's licenses, often referred to as bartender's licenses. Unlike licenses valid only within the issuing municipality, the statewide operator's permit is valid at licensed or permitted premises anywhere in Wisconsin. It provides flexibility for businesses operating in multiple municipalities, eliminating the need to obtain separate licenses for each location. For more details and permit qualifications, visit the Wisconsin Division of Alcohol Beverages website at revenue.wi.gov. The Richland Center High School Athletic Booster Club will be holding Sting Night 2025 tomorrow night at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. This year, the annual fundraising event will also be recognizing several past and present RCHS athletes. Kirk Lair is an organizer of the event.
We're excited about it. It's our biggest fundraiser of the year. We've added in the Hall of Fame, which I kind of advocated for that myself. Hall of Fame was always just done during like a halftime of a basketball game or between wrestling matches and stuff. The Hall of Fame for wrestling now is done between rounds at RC Invitational, and that's improved attendance there quite a bit. And then now we've added things like the signing night, you know, last year. And it's always great when you can sit down and honor athletes from the past or now even some other things that we've done as far as supporters and coaches and even contributors.
This year's Hall of Fame inductees are Brian Strang, Bruce Wilson, Greg Vitesnik, Richard Dick Newman, and the 1983 Class B state champion girls track team. Also during the event, the college signing will be held. Andrew Troxell is a football coach at Richland Center High School.
This is kind of a full circle moment, you know, that some of these guys and gals that are going into the Hall of Fame, we can celebrate their high school and their collegiate careers, but also we can see kind of the initial journey with a lot of these prep athletes that get the opportunity or have put themselves in the position to compete at the collegiate level. So this signing thing has been awesome. I know it's, I think, our fifth year doing it at Center, and it was just kind of born out of an idea that we really want to celebrate this, that it's a big deal with kids that are able to kind of take their talents to the next level, whether that be at the Division I level, you know, all the way to the Division III level. level or even kind of a JUCO school as well. So we're super excited to see our kids year in and year out be able to kind of be recognized as potential contributors at the collegiate level. So this year's class is no different. A lot of really talented kids that are going to take their skills to college.
The students signing have diverse skill sets that they will be displaying in college.
This year we've got three kids, two that will be in attendance on Saturday's festivities. The first is going to be Tyler Woodman. Tyler Woodman is going to compete for Drake University in Des Moines, Iowa. And Tyler's going to be our first Division I FCS signee that we've had in the last probably 5-6 years or so. The second will be a familiar name, Ethan Hady. Ethan Hady is going to go to Mount Vernon, Iowa, and compete for Cornell College. He's going to go for wrestling. And then the last one is a new one that we haven't seen before, and this is Keegan Cooley. And Keegan Cooley, again, is going to go to the state of Iowa. He's going to go to Fort Dodge and attend Iowa Central, and he's going to go for rodeo. And so that's a JUCO school, and it's great that we're having a bunch of different athletes that have diverse skill sets that get the opportunity to kind of share at that level. So I know that Keegan won't be there on Saturday because he has a rodeo. So it's really kind of cool that we've got a football kid, a wrestler, and a rodeo kid as well.
Kirk Clare says that Sting Night will also feature other activities, including a couple ways to help the Booster Club raise money.
The biggest way we make money is Saturday night because there is no entrance fee or anything like that that you have to pay to get in. The biggest thing we have is our silent auction that we do. And then we also have a $500 bucket raffle that goes on during the night. And that's part of where the athletes really come in and get involved. We try to involve all the teams as far as athletes. They'll help throughout the night with things. And one of them is selling tickets for the bucket raffle. We have free bowling that night for the young, less than, let's say, 10-year-olds, you know, and all the athletes help there with as far as getting that set up.
Money raised at the event will help fund RCHS athletics. Doors open at 4:30. Free kids bowling will get underway at 5, and the Hall of Fame ceremony, followed by the college signings, will begin at 5:30. All are welcome to attend Sting Night 2025 tomorrow night at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. All are welcome to attend, and admission is free.